T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Apparently do now have Sam Donnell and Alan. He is he's sobered up.
Yep. Yeah, that's where we had to find him.
From Haddonfield, columnist Sam Donnell's with us. Hi, Sam.
Hi, we're a dry town here, so, you know, I can't drink.
Where the hell were you, Sam? Sam, you're supposed to be on at 8 o'clock. What happened?
I don't know what's going on with my phone.
Oh, it's his phone now. It's so trouble. Well, we'll find out how well it works during this conversation. Sam, I hang you on for one reason. You are the columnist in this city more than any other who truly focuses on the Flyers. I mean, you've been even doing game stories lately. You really understand it. Is there a good excuse for a team with 9 games to go to acknowledge publicly after a loss in Detroit to an awful team that had lost 10 in a row that they really mailed in the first 2 periods? Is there a good excuse for that?
No. I mean, excuse, no.
Okay.
No, there's no good excuse for that, no.
So who can I blame?
Youth. You can blame, you can blame that lineup. I don't know what, it's funny. In September, people say, oh, yeah, you know, this is the start of a rebuild. In March, people say, you know, what's wrong with these guys? Well, I mean, look at them. I mean, they're top heavy. The coach flips players around on lines trying to get productivity or even trying to get matchups for 4 lines. I mean, it's they're not, you know, we're sick of hearing that, especially after a Super Bowl championship. But to me, they're not there yet. And I think you're talking about Couturier after that game saying,
yeah,
you know, that's not necessarily him saying, I wasn't ready. He's saying, he's trying not to throw his teammates under the bus or anything else, but he's saying, we've got issues in terms of readiness, and that's a youth thing. I mean, you got you know, it's boxing. Hockey's boxing. You know, you got to get up all the time, no matter who you're playing, and if you don't, you get Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson.
All right, the Eagles had a ton of young people on their team this year. Why wasn't it a problem?
They had a ton of guys that jumped their bones and got in their grills and said, you know, I would go the other way with the Eagles. They had guys like Malcolm Jenkins,
yes,
you know,
Jason Peters, Chris Long, Garrett Blunt. Yeah, they had a good mix.
I mean, they had such incredible leadership there that had been so close and you know, knew the difference, knew fool's gold, if you will.
No, but Sam, you know what you're saying. You're saying
right.
The Flyers don't have that kind of leadership.
I don't think they have as many. And I think they have got, the guys that are there. I mean, their core group was a big issue last year, if you remember. Like, was this a good – but I wouldn't lay it all on them. I mean, you just re-brought up Travis Sanheim because he went through a lot of tough lessons in the first half of the season. Travis Konecny was absent in the first half of the season. Now he looks like one of the best players in the NHL. I mean, Robert Hague is playing like a veteran as a rookie, as a 21-year-old rookie. I mean, you've got some issues there. I mean, you know what it reminds me of, Angelo, a little bit, is you remember the Larry Boa Phillies that preceded Charlie? They would win, 85 games every year. They would be 5 games over 500 all the time, it seemed. They're 6 or 7, and they would go into a big series. Here comes a big series, you know, that they really need. Or they would play Houston. Oh, good, we got 3 games. Houston was lousy back then. We're going to sweep them, and that'll put us, you know, ahead of Atlanta. And every single time it felt like, anyway, they would not answer the bell. And they would have these kind of streaks, too, right? They'd win 8 in a row. They'd lose 8 in a row. You know, they'd drive you crazy.
Well, I don't want you to think that I'm blaming the players entirely, because I'm also blaming that robot of a coach. No, I'm blaming the coach. And I don't understand. The rules are changing. If the coach doesn't get his team ready to play a game, that's his job. Do you understand? That's one of the main things a coach has to do with 10 games to go in the season, to say to these players, you got to bust it, guys. This is what we spent the year doing for these games. And I don't think Haxtell is capable of that. Do you?
You know, that's a great debate. I would say that his even keelness is good for this team sometimes, but it doesn't, to your point, it doesn't necessarily pump them to the next level. He's a little bit more honest lately about it. I think it was last week against Columbus where he blamed himself.
Yep.
You know, and we had never heard that before. He said, that's on me. Nobody really asked him that the other night, but I thought his answers kind of implied that again. I think you're legitimate in saying, I think the coach definitely has to wear the scarlet letter when a team that, you know, is in the hunt, you know, lays an egg in Detroit. Now, again, they did when you're really good and you're one of the elite teams, you're Tampa Bay against the Flyers a few weeks ago, you pour it on and get the 2 points anyway. You're that good. Good teams have bad nights, right? All the time. But you're so good, they get points.
Yep.
This team isn't good enough to get points if it's not on.
Sam, I want you to take us inside your job. I want some real inside stuff here, all right? Because I remember all the way back when I used to go into these locker rooms and interview guys, there were certain guys, I've identified one all the time, G. Cobb, who I knew was smart and could give me a really intelligent answer to a question about how the team had played. And there were other guys who were just complete dumbbells, all right? I want you to hear Chris Carter yesterday on Fox Sports. And I want you to tell me what you would do if you were covering him yesterday and he had made this comment in a locker room. Listen to this. Sam, how do you deal with blatant stupidity?
Well, now I don't feel as bad about him losing that other job, right? Holy moly.
I mean, what do you do? How do you deal with that?
I thought that was an economic decision, but apparently not.
No, but he got another job, though. You know what? Sam, got another job.
I know. Well, listen, in our industry, that does make me happy for all of us, right, that you can leave and get another job.
Right.
But, no, wow. I mean, I don't – you know, what the hell has Sam Bradford accomplished after his rookie year?
Right. So how would you approach it, though, if somebody said that, you know, a high-profile guy?
Yeah.
Would you find other people to say he was an idiot? How would you handle that? You're a columnist. I guess you could say it yourself.
In the room?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right. As a columnist, I probably – I would use that quote, and my next sentence would be "Wow," and then I would, and then I would go on. You know, I mean, but I would in the room, you know, that's kind of a hard one because what he's really talking about the generic world. So you might get four or five guys who would dispute him, and they wouldn't necessarily be throwing the teammate under the bus, right? Because they're not talking about their own team,
right?
But I mean, but it's still it's a head scratcher. I mean, you know this yourself, Angelo. These shows now are going, you know, they're all so competitive to get those 1 point ratings and stuff that it's like Max Kellerman the other day. It seems like every single day somebody is saying something and you go, does he really believe that?
Or, hot take. You know, that's a hot take they call it.
Yeah.
Tell me something, though, then. Let me flip the question around because you're in all of our locker rooms, you cover all the sports. Who are the people that really give you information that you can use, intelligent answers to tough questions? Who are some of the guys there now that are really good at providing you the information you need?
Well, I mean, we're talking all the sports.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I just mentioned one right off the top of my head when we were talking about leadership before. Malcolm Jenkins will break anything down for you, and even if it causes him discomfort, answer you honestly about things. On the Flyers, sometimes the goalie Alex Lyon is my favorite person to talk to. Travis Konecny, until he got hot, was a really honest and good answer.
really? Only it's, when?
yeah, it's funny about like hockey. You know, it's round the troops. Well, I mean, I'm doing this off the top of my head because of exposure. I've been around him lately, so he will actually think out an answer.
Who's your go-to guy in the Sixers?
You know, I haven't covered a Sixers game all year because of hockey. Oh,
okay. Because I would say I would probably go to Embiid, honestly. I really think he's pretty open now.
Well, he's never been burned yet, right?
I mean, no, I guess he's got to get burned first, right?
Yeah. I mean, JJ was the guy about a month ago, but I guess he's more careful now, you know.
And I'm going to tell you who, when they get back home in a week or so.
Oh, here we go. Who is it?
Gabe Kapler, Sam.
No, it's Hoskins.
Hoskins?
Yeah.
Hoskins is going to do it for the Phillies?
Mm-hmm.
Very good interview.
You know, Hoskins is very thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
So he will do it. Kingery will, too, but he's going to be in Lehigh. I don't know if you heard that. Sam, you okay with that? You okay with sending the best player down?
With baseball, though, they start out okay, right?
Yep.
You lose them pretty quickly.
But, Sam Dinellen with knowledge and information. He's a great columnist for the Daily News, Philly.com. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Sam Dinellen.
Right. Sam's quips just say all you need to say without a long, rambling answer.
By it. I would go and I would not know what had happened in a game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.